right, Josh, we have controversy in the world of mixed martial arts, but it has nothing to do with fighters. Now it's about commentating again, because God knows everyone should have their own time to commentate to see how good they are, because we've had a little bit of a almost an inner battle now, because Jamie Varner, who was the WEC champion at lightweight for a long time, was a fighter in the UFC. Great guy. Just tough as nails. He put out a tweet about Laura Sanko, who was on the commentary team with Paul Felder and Fitzgerald, and said, at Laura Sanko sucks so bad at commentating. She's a try-hard that speaks about things she knows nothing about, talking about blast doubles and how tiring it could be in the first round of the fight. Like, what do you know about any of those things? Stay in your lane, try hard. Then it was, Laura Sanko is ruining the fights by talking so much. Leave the commentary to the people that actually fought. A female UFC fighter should have that job. She is just annoying, and it's obvious she is trying so hard and doesn't know what she is talking about. Well, a slew of people had chimed in on his comments, but one of the things that someone said is, you know, that she had fought, mm-hmm. and she has. Mm-hmm. You know, I was there in Invicta when she was fighting.
But John, it gets better.
Go ahead. So someone did say, you know, she has fought. He goes, you're high if you think she knows anything. She's the worst I've ever heard in my life. Holly Holm should have that job. I'm like, Jamie, stop, man. But
well, here's the thing. Let's get on to Laura's reply, because Laura's reply said very gracefully, was brilliant. And not only that,
that was the best.
Go ahead, John.
Says, Jamie Varner, you and I actually fought on the same card in 2011 for Titan FC. I love that's as good as it. We warmed up next to each other in the basement of the Memorial Hall in KCK. My best friend braided your hair because you couldn't find anyone to do it. I remember thinking how cool it was to be on the card with you. I had followed your career in the WEC and was a little starstruck, to be honest. It's okay that you don't like my commentary, but respectfully, I've been a part of this game and training since 2006. I'm a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. And while I can't compare my career to yours, I have in fact fought. And if the UFC had a 105 division, I would have fought a lot longer. Because she was an atom weight fighter, 105-pound division. And I tell you, I look at this, and this is the one thing that, as soon as I saw it, I don't know what you thought, but I was like, and there it is again. Because, first off, I don't care who you are. Not everyone's going to like you, okay? That's just the way it is. There's people that are going to like Josh Thompson and what he says, and there's people that are going to say, Josh Thompson is the absolute worst in commentary. John McCarthy is the worst in commentary. Laura's saying the worst in commentary. Okay, that's your opinion. That's okay. You can have it. But to put it out in this fashion, when you were part of the fight world, and I mean, obviously you didn't realize that she was part of it either. You know, it's just, this is not what freaking social media is for. Stop.
What I took away from this is that people don't like change. And I'm going to piggyback this off of the conversation that we had the other day about DC doing commentary at the NCAA championships.
That's right. We talked about
people are talking about how DC sucks and DC's horrible at this.
It's horrible. Yeah.
No, DC is not horrible at this. And I'm not stroking my boy, man. My boy does a great job. Okay. Whether it's MMA or in wrestling, he does a great job in bringing excitement to that table. Sometimes it's
not everybody's cup of tea.
No, he's not. And that's okay.
And that's okay.
But the thing is, some people don't realize how difficult it is to do a good job commentary when you're trying to talk someone through a boring ass fight. You don't know how many times that John and I were sitting there cage side commentating through a Bellator fight that was boring as hell. And him and I are laughing and trying to make the best for the listeners. And Coker's got into my ear and said, hey, you guys are goofing around too much. Okay. Because we were trying to make it exciting for the people at home. And we understood that the fight wasn't exciting. So we were talking about, we were joking around a little bit too much, and it got out of hand and into the boss's eyes. But the bottom line is, it's not always easy. Laura Sanko, I've worked alongside her, not in commentary positions, but I've worked alongside her with this Train Alta program that my buddy Rich Chow is involved with. She does a lot of work for them. She is a professional at her job. She handles everything like a true professional. She is fantastic at her work. She's great at everything she does. She is one of, and I think Michael Chiesa even said, she's someone that you can plug and play. She can do case side commentary. She may not be everyone's cup of tea, and that's okay. People also don't like change. That's why they haven't heard a female on the cage side commentary. That's why they're having a hard time adjusting to this. They're not used to hearing that voice when they're used to hearing a male's voice normally. Well, guess what? Things change. And she, if you're going to put anybody in there, she's the perfect person to put in there, especially that has a background in not just training jiu-jitsu, but in actual fighting, taking shots, learning how to get to the takedowns. I watched her put a seminar on.
It's not only about taking shots, though, because Laura didn't have a lot of fights, but that doesn't matter. It's what does she do to better herself and to increase her knowledge base in the sport of MMA? She's always learning. Mm-hmm. She's always doing stuff. And that's what, when she's calling a fight, I'm being honest. I've heard her with, I want to say DC. I heard her with Paul Felder, mm-hmm. where he couldn't call out the thing and she hits it for him. And you look and you go, she knows what she's talking about.
It's what it is, John. Is it the way that the guys get excited, the way their voice comes across in their excitement versus the way that her different. Voice comes across in her excitement sure. is different. And it's something that we haven't heard before. And so fighters are having a hard time adjusting to that. People that have been involved in the sport for a long time are going to have a hard time adjusting to it. But let's give it some time. She does a great job. She did a great job with the Dana White Contender Series. She's now getting into the bigger shows, and she's doing a great job there. But give it time. It's going to take time to grow on people. But I'm sorry, but she can plug and play. Like I said, she can do the backroom interviews. She can do the reporting.
Which are not easy.
She can do the desk segment. She can lead the desk, or she can be part of the panel. She can also do the cage side commentary. She can do it all. And if you're somebody that's running a promotion company, if you're somebody that has a promotion company like how the UFC is, you want someone that's universal, someone that you can plug and play anywhere you need in case someone gets sick, someone has to go home on an emergency. Anytime someone can't make it because their visa didn't come through or whatever it was, you need that person. And so she is that person. I got to agree, man. I don't agree with Jamie Varner's assessment whatsoever. No. I thought it was very harsh. In attacking her the way he did. I don't know how well, if at all, he knows her. But the bottom line I really feel like it came down to he didn't like to hear the change. And you're ruining the fights? Look, man, I say it all the time. If I'm not feeling the commentary that day or I'm just not in the mood, turn it off. Fighting. You don't need to hear what they're saying. You know what you're watching. Especially Jamie Varner. You're not someone that needs to be walked through the technique. You know what you're watching. Turn it off, man. All due respect. Let her do her job, and then you sit at home and watch from the couch. That's the deal, man. That's how this works.
I just look at it, and it's one of those, again, you're never going to please everyone. So I love the way that, she looked at that and said, if you don't like my commentary, that's okay. I understand. And that's the way a true professional handles it, because she doesn't even have to answer him. Let's just be honest. She didn't even have to answer him. But it is a matter of exactly what you're saying. It's different. It is, because you'll hear a higher pitched voice and it seems a little bit different. But for the most part, all the information she's always putting out is accurate.
Yeah.
It's accurate information. So, hey, as long as it's accurate, that's all. You know, how many times have I talked about guys that put out bad information? And it's like, what he just said is absolutely 100% wrong. 100% backwards.
Yeah, what I hate about it is how promotions allow it to happen. Yeah. You've got to put a stop to it. Not only that, because now you're putting content out there for the casuals that they're going to run with and believe.
Oh, they do run with it. And they say, well, this so-and-so said this. And it's like,
so-and-so is always fucking wrong.
Yeah.
That's it. And don't get me wrong, I've been wrong plenty of times. You and I were just wrong the other day over the Justin Toffa thing. Okay, it happens.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
who's gonna fight?
Truly honest mistake. Okay, but the bottom line is there's we've seen commentary that just comes in and just makes shit up on the fly, you know, and it happens all the time. And some promotions just, they'll ride with it and they'll let it ride. You can't let that happen. You've got to put a stop to it right away. And you've got to make sure that your product is being taken care of with factual stuff about your fighters and your athletes. And that's not always the case. Laura Senko does a great job. I think Jamie Varner overstepped. And what I also loved, and I'm going to give some love to this, is Michael Chiesa, Alan Jubon came out. They all came out and said positive things about Laura. I think a lot more fighters that have worked with Laura should be doing the same thing. Absolutely.
That's because, let's be honest, she's just a good person.
Absolutely.